Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, and we just opened up with Klezmer Conservatory Band, the Freilich Jamboree, from their CD, Dancing in the Aisles. Right. Well, that's so appropriate, because we are now in the month of Adar, the Hebrew month of Adar, and this whole month is time to increase joy. I'll be sharing a little bit about that in just a minute. Let me just share with you one of our important announcements. Let's see. So, radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free. Doesn't require registration and is available in Spanish. That's amazing. I didn't know that. It's called radiologyinfo.org. So that's good. You can learn a lot from that. All right. So a public service announcement from us folks here at WMFO Radio. And so it's kind of mild out there. I think it's like 47 degrees, but I think we're going to get some sort of precip after 6 o'clock tonight. And I don't know if it's going to go to rain or to sleet or to snow or whatever. It was pretty, the snow we had the other day. It just pretty thick flakes and then it was gone. But I think up north in the ski country, I think they did get a considerable amount of precip. So, you know, my colleague said to put on this new CD player on a channel and it didn't come up. Oh, there it is. Maybe it says CD3. Huh. Well, we'll have to try again and see if I can get that other CD player to work. But beyond that, let me share with you a little bit about this month. It says, is it Adar, a month of happiness? So, let's see what they say. I'll have to turn this so I can actually read it. All right, so it says, when the month of Adar enters, we increase in joy. That's coming from the Talmud. It says, there are many joyous dates on the Jewish calendar, but besides Purim, none of them affect the entire month. That's really interesting, causing it to be auspicious and joyous. What is the intrinsic connection between Purim and Adar? Perhaps a comprehension of the unique nature of Purim will allow us to understand why its joy extends throughout the entire month of Adar. And this is coming from Chabad.org. Haman, he was the bad guy, thought to take advantage of the Jews when they were at their lowest point. After nearly a millennium of freedom, independence, and constant reliance on miracles, they were now banished from their land, helpless and seemingly at the mercy of the laws of nature. This was a completely new experience for the Jewish nation. Their spiritual status was also significantly affected. The temple in Jerusalem, where God's presence was manifest, a symbol of the special relationship he shares with his chosen nation, laid in ruins. As for the prospect of its reconstruction, even the Gentiles, that's the non-Jewish folks, were aware of Jeremiah's prophecy that after 70 years of exile, God would return the Jews to their land and rebuild the temple. 70 years had elapsed, or so everyone thought, due to erroneous calculations, and the awaited redemption had not arrived. The timing has never been better, Haman thought. Surely the chosen people have lost their exalted status. Now is the perfect moment to implement the final solution. Haman, however, was not yet satisfied. He needed one more sign indicating the Jews' vulnerability. The lottery would have the final say. And indeed, the lottery provided the exact sign he anxiously awaited. The lottery designated Adar to be the month when his nefarious plan would be put into motion. So the lottery, that is, we get the name of the holiday Purim from that Pursa, a Persian word, which means lots or lottery. The lottery designated Adar to be the month when his nefarious plan... Okay, so the Talmud tells us that Haman was overjoyed by this favorable omen. My lottery fell in the month when Moses died, he exclaimed. The demise of Moses, the head of the Jewish nation, was surely a metaphor for the demise of the entire nation. Haman successfully pinpointed the moment when the Jews were at their lowest point, historically as well as calendar-wise, to implement his plan. But his plan did not succeed. Why? The history of our nation is very much compared to the human lifespan. Through the course of a lifetime, every person undergoes drastic changes, fluctuation being the most consistent feature of life. The helpless newborn has virtually nothing in common with the independent, talented personality which will emerge years down the line. Adulthood, too, has ups and downs, happy days and depressing days, fulfilling days and seemingly wasted days. There is, however, one constant, the very identity and essence of the person. John Doe remains John Doe from the day he is born until the day he dies. The same is true with our nation. We have ups and downs, both spiritually and materially, but our very identity, the fact that we are God's chosen nation, is never affected. It can actually be argued that, in a certain sense, our perpetual relationship with God is more evident when we are exiled and downtrodden due to our sins, and God still interferes on our behalf, as was demonstrated by the Purim miracle. This phenomenon demonstrates the durability of our relationship, the ability of our essential identity to survive, no matter our external state. All other holidays celebrate the highs of our nation, and therefore their joy is limited, because highs don't last. Purim celebrates a time when we were at a low point in our history, but our relationship with God remained intact. Its joy is therefore greater than the joy of any other holiday, because it demonstrates the essential nature of our relationship with God, and that is a constant. The month of Adar, the month which Haman understood to be the most inauspicious month for the Jews, is the happiest month of the year, the month when we bear in mind that inauspicious has absolutely no bearing on our relationship with God. This is adapted by Naftali Silverberg from the teachings of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rabbi Silverberg resides in Brooklyn, in New York, with his wife Chaya Mushka and their three children. Well, that's fabulous. So I had the great joy and pleasure of hosting a women's Rosh Chodesh celebration, a group. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time, and we finally were able to get it together over in Brighton. And we had such a lovely evening. So hopefully we'll have more of them. So every month, when the month is renewed, the moon is goes from new and increases. This is what distinguishes our calendar. Some nations are solar, which is the Gregorian calendar, and some are lunar, which is the Chinese calendar, and ours is an intercalculation of both of those aspects. And so some years we actually have an extra month of Adar, because we have to have the month of Nisan when we celebrate the month of Nisan, am I right? When we have the holiday of Passover, we have to have that in the springtime, so in the month of Aviv. In any case, I'm going to go to, we'll do the next one on this CD, because I think that's just great. Okay.
Allein zu bleiben mit der Mädel, ois is git. Der Kopf verdreht sich wie ein Rädel, ois is git. Wenn man kein Mädel, sondern ich hab dich lieb. Ois is git. Verleck mein Mama, tu mit Zugen, ois is git. Aus Sorden, Harz, Arim zu trugen, ois is git. Zu sein, ab alle Bus, alle bei sich in Stieb. Oi, ich hab schon den besten Sinn, als du bist der lach fein. Oi, seit der es ungekommen ist, er mir gleich herein in die Beine, er ois is git. Ha liebeswert und nutze Herren, ois is git. Wenn's es nicht, du wärst auch sterren, die mir nicht. Tioch geht du bei mir in Herzen, ois is git. Kinderliebe, vergess nicht keiner, es kriegt er einzig in die Beine. Also fleckt mein Mami, sag mir. Sie fleckt werden viel mit Frieden, wenn sie fleckt und heben reden, find der Chassene, wuss is gewein bei ihr. Wie der Badchen hat gebadchen, also ist schön. In Gesingen wein, je kallische wein, wein, wein. Die Klezmurim haben alle aufgespielt, Farchus in Kalle. Oi, Asa Chassene auf mir gesucht allein. Oi, es ist gut, wenn es spielt der Klarinettel. Oi, es ist gut, wenn es ein wird immer Fiedel. Oi, es ist gut, wenn es blust auf der Trompete. Oi, es ist gut, wenn Tummel der Gebass zu Bursche suchen kannst. Oi, in die Beine, oi, es ist gut, a Liebeswert und Notze Herren, oi, es ist gut. Wenn's es nicht, du wärst auch sterren, die mir nicht. Tioch geht du bei mir in Herzen, oi, es ist gut, oi, es ist gut.
This is good. All right, we're going to see if we can get this other deck to play. No. So I still don't have the right thing because it says CD3 and it's supposed to say, huh. Oh, I see. Maybe it's just not activated yet. Let's try this. Ah, so now it's playing. But it's not going out over the board. So I don't have the right channel. I hear it, but no, it is definitely not going out over the board. All right, well, still more. We'll have to put that on another deck. That's so annoying. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. All right. So, just going to take me a minute here. We've got this other deck ready, hopefully. And thank you.
hazoi filidr bger mra alom mir deresn oi nur in lid is mir geblieben en ich kenn ihn nicht vergessen oi wir kenn ihn nicht vergessen kenn ihn nicht vergessen Spiel der passt auf sein Freude. Wissen das Lied für Masarabie, für den Pastoren für sein Trauer. Oi, wir für den Pastoren für sein Trauer, für den Pastoren für sein Trauer. Der gepostet bei seinen Toten, singen lämmer ein Schaufenrinder. Oi, oi, singen lämmer ein Schaufenrinder, singen lämmer ein Schaufenrinder. Oi, oi, das passt doch das Kleine. Ah, kleine Schäf, alle verloren. Wir bauen die Wolle, die der Weinen, Wolle, die der Klum. Wir bauen die der Weinen, Wolle, die der Klum.
Wir weinen nicht bei Dauer, wir weinen nicht bei Dauer, wir weinen nicht bei Dauer.
Yeah, that was great fun. Well, I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get this other deck to work, and if not, I guess I'll have to just forget about it. Let's see. No, it doesn't go over the board. I don't know what the heck I'm doing wrong. So we'll have to forget that one and we'll try a different deck. Okay, let's go to this. Okay, that's not working either. Let's see, we've got the wrong... Well, that's not the right thing.
Thank you.
Okay, so Purple Vishnu, that's from Kabbalahji. Hasidic New Wave, Frank London and Greg Wall. Pretty radical. clean out your eardrums music, I guess. All right. Well, I want to share something with you from a book on Purim Light by Rabbi Avraham Sutton. And this section is called, They Must Think That God Is Sleeping. Really? The Talmud reveals Haman's intentions behind his choice of words. Yeshno am echad mefuzar umefoad ben ha'amin. All right, Rava said, there was never anyone who knew how to speak with an evil tongue like Haman. Haman said to Ahasuerus, that's the king, come, let us consume them. Ahasuerus replied, I fear their God, lest he do to me what he did to my predecessors. Haman said, Yeshnu min ha mitzvot. They are sleeping, that is, they're lax in their fulfillment of the commandments. There is therefore no need to worry about their God saving them, for he distances himself from them when they transgress his precepts. The word Yeshno means there is, but it contains a subtle hint to the word Yashen, he sleeps, and Shena, sleep. Ahasuerus retorted, but they have their rabbis. Perhaps they are righteous, and they will pray on their behalf and cause any decree I make to be nullified. Haman had an answer to this as well. Echad, they are all one people. Their God judges them all together and even holds their leaders and teachers culpable for the laxity of the people. See Haman's claim in the light of Gog's claim. In the Midrash above, Haman is saying, the only way to do away with Israel's God, whom they call the creator of the world, the sole judge of morality, is to do away with Israel. If we can create a society in which all morality is seen as relative and according to which no objective standard of right and wrong exists, we can make Israel fall asleep to the mitzvot and cause their God's hashgacha, or protective surveillance over them, to be withdrawn, chas v'shalom. This is our chance, Ahasuerus. After eating and drinking and thoroughly enjoying the festivities at your 180-day party, they are in our hands. The coast is clear. By ridding the world of Jews, we rid the world of their God once and their God and once and for all. The Midrash takes us even further. Haman said to Ahasuerus, Yeshno am echad, that very echad concerning whom it is written, Hashem echad, God is one, in Deuteronomy, Yeshno, he is sleeping, completely oblivious. Again, the word Yeshno means there is, but it contains a subtle hint to the word Yashin, he sleeps. The Holy One, blessed be he, said in response, do you really think that I sleep, that is, a time exists when my unceasing providence over all creation is suspended? Behold, I never sleep. As per the verse, behold, the guardian of Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers, from Psalm 124. By your life, from the midst of sleep, I will arouse myself against you and destroy you, as the verse states. On that night, the king's sleep was disturbed, from Esther. The Midrash catches the double meaning of this final verse. It refers both to the sleep of the human king, Ahasuerus, as well as to the apparent, feigned, that is, sleep of the Infinite One. Another interpretation, Yeshno Amachad. Haman said to Ahasuerus, Shenehem, their teeth, their mouths, their appetites are gigantic. They are constantly eating and drinking and then justifying it by saying, Oneg Shabbat, this is in honor of the pleasure of Shabbat. Oneg Yom Tov, this is in honor of the pleasure of the holiday. In acting so, they cause the world's money to be devalued. For once every 7 days, they celebrate the Shabbat. And once every 30 days, they celebrate the new moon, like we are today. In Nisan, they celebrate Pesach. In Sivan, they celebrate Atzeret Shavuot. In Tishrei, they celebrate Rosh Hashanah and the great fast of Yom Kippur, as well as the holiday of Sukkot. But Ahasuerus assured him, they are commanded regarding all this in their Torah. Haman replied, if they would celebrate our holidays in addition to theirs, it wouldn't be so bad. but they denigrate our holidays, and their ways are different from those of other nationalities, and they do not obey the king's laws. It is not worthwhile for the king to tolerate them. From Esther. The Holy One said to Haman, "Wicked one, you dare to place an evil, stingy, begrudging eye on their holiday celebrations? Behold, I will bring about your ruin and give them cause to add yet another holiday in celebration of your downfall. Purim." This is the meaning of the verse. A fool's mouth brings destruction on himself. The utterances of his lips are a trap for his soul, coming out of Proverbs. Haman continued, "It is therefore not worthwhile for the king to tolerate them." From Esther, every charge that Haman brought against Israel to accuse them below, the archangel Michael used to speak on their behalf above. He said, "Master of the world, your children are not being accused of worshiping idols, immoral behavior, or spilling innocent blood. Rather, they are being accused of keeping your laws." The Holy One replied, "I have never forsaken them till now, and I will never forsake them in the future." This is the meaning of, "For Hashem will never forsake his people, nor abandon his inheritance," from the Psalms. "For the sake of his great name, he will never forsake Israel, whether they are guilty or righteous. It is impossible to abandon them, for the world cannot exist without Israel." Wow. "If a man would give all the wealth of his house," this refers to Haman, who pledged 10,000 bricks of silver to destroy Israel, "he will be sorely shamed," from the Song of Songs. It's amazing. This book is going very, very deep into the holiday. People think it's just eating sweets and making noise and, you know, putting costumes on. There's so much more going on. Avraham Sutton from Purim Light, The Reality of God in Our Lives. And, okay, let's go to some more. Let's see, is that what I wanted? Let's see if that's what I wanted. I think I didn't decide. Oh, we're going to do 8. Okay. Oh, I did have it on 8. Good. All right.
was created, the word came down. Take this world and turn it around. Now our glorious globe is in motion. But give me more, can't more meaning be found? If the science of nature is all that you see, it's the message you're missing, the forest for the trees. It's no mystery how through history we survive with gifts of the mind. So the sparks fly up and the suffering comes, but you heal with wisdom and time. You can take what you got, making more of yourself, then just show how you're growing to somebody else. And as you come to the peak of the mountain, there's an aiden that's waiting for you. If you turn show them the door, you can give them a key. Our destination's getting closer. So as you reach for the lock on the door, you can turn it around, you can open your life, you can sing a new song from the music inside. Now fix a bridge you burn with a lesson learned. Teach yourself that ruins can rise. Asking questions and finding the answers can inspire generations to try. Oh, but you spin and you spin, you don't even know why. Show your lesson to someone and walk by their side. And as you come to the peak of the mountain, there's an aiden that's waiting for you. If you turn show them the door, you can give them a key. Our destination's getting closer. So as you reach for the lock on the door, you can turn it around, you can open your life, you can sing a new song from the music inside.
Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around.
You got to turn. Chances to serve much more than you. Grab the ring on the merry-go-round. The powerful clouds will surround you. So rise up and never look down. It's a heavenly direction without any end. You're spiraling upwards and bringing a friend.
As you come to the peak of the mountain,
can't you see?
Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
Shalom.